It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Protests are taking place today in five Wisconsin communities in opposition to the construction of new high-tech data centers.
The protests are part of a wider effort reacting to plans to build these centers in local communities. And in some cases, protesters say they want to block the projects outright. But in others, they say they are calling for more information and transparency, as well as state guidelines.
We're checking in with two local critics of data center plans to see what's driving the protests. Christine Lejeune is a founding member of Great Lakes Neighbors United. She's an organizer for planned protest today against a data center proposal in Port Washington. Christine, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
This protest timed ahead of a local city council meeting coming up this evening. What are you hoping to accomplish? What message are you hoping to send to the council?
Yes, so we are essentially hoping to send to the council the message that we expect to be heard finally. This data center plan has been ongoing for the past year. People have spoken out consistently at plan meetings and the common council meetings and various meetings. But unfortunately, the mayor and common council members continue to okay the plans and move ahead without any indication that they're actually listening to their constituents.
What are the concerns that you and other people who are going to be protesting today have about the proposal as it stands?
Yes. Yeah, so currently, one of our largest questions that we have and concerns about the proposal surrounds the tax incremental district. Last week, we did receive certification of a petition that we had circulated through the community that would require any future tax incremental districts to be go to a referendum, but also would potentially apply to this current tax incremental district. That is one of the main concerns. Of course, the financial situation, the developer agreement is another question that is outstanding. There seem to be a lot of loopholes there as well. Furthermore, we just received information that last week during the Plan Commission on November 20th, the mayor simply okayed construction to proceed without end for 24 hours a day, 5 days a week, including also 14 hours over the weekend. So we're very concerned not only about the financial aspects of this, also the now sudden increase in planned construction that is coming our way, as well as environmental concerns as well, being so close to Lake Michigan and, you know, water uses, chemical uses in these buildings, as well as other issues that come with such a large construction in this area. Almost 2,000 acres, is planned for two phases. Of course, just the phase one is planned for now, but it is a huge concern for the future and currently.
As I mentioned, Port Washington, one of a handful of protests today. There were also some yesterday against local data center projects. Are you connecting yourself with people in other communities who are raising concerns about data center plans?
Absolutely. Yes, we are. This issue has really gained a lot of traction recently in recent weeks and months. And so we are connecting statewide, also nationally. This issue has high visibility. I believe it will also be a very hot election issue as well. This also extends past political boundaries. It's incredibly bipartisan. So we have people from across the state, from all sorts of political spectrums that we've met with and are networking with and are coordinating with today on this day of action, but also for future actions, as well as looking at, you know, statewide initiatives and legislation that can be enacted to control what is going on.
Now, supporters of the project in Port Washington, including the mayor, have said, hey, in the long run, this is going to help bolster the city's tax base, get it in better shape financially. Residents won't have to pay new taxes related to the project. It'll be funded in part by that TIF district you mentioned. Do you see that, hey, if you can address some of these environmental and process concerns, that there could be an economic upside for the community?
Unfortunately, not. There have been a number of studies done as well that, you know, regarding this TID, you know, agreement. And unfortunately, Port Washington will really not benefit from this project for at least 18 to 20 years. 40% of the costs of the tax incremental district are interest payments to the company Vantage. And the city of Port Washington will have to pay a 7% fixed interest rate. And so, you know, there's no cap on the interest rate or, you know, nothing that allows that interest rate to float lower. So this is a huge concern for the city, you know, residents. Also, the fact that data centers, as they currently stand, their lifespan is rather short. So, you know, anywhere from 15 to 20 years currently, you know, so we're going to be surprised if we even see any sort of benefit from this.
Christine, we'll leave it there. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
That's Christine Lejeune, founding member of Great Lakes Neighbors United, talking about protests in Port Washington. We're talking about pushback against data centers across the state with a handful of protests today, some yesterday in other communities. We turn now to northwestern Wisconsin, where Citizens Against the Data Center in Menominee organizer Jan O'Neill is hosting a protest against their city's proposed data center project. Jan, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for inviting me.
I understand one of your main concerns for your local data center proposal would be its impact on local water. Why is that?
Well, water is an issue. We're right on the Red Cedar River, and the Red Cedar has two electric dams, right, going through the outskirts, one in Menominee and one in just north of Menominee in the town of Red Cedar Township. So that's a concern. And we know that electricity does use water. And that's a big concern for me. We're worried about not only the electricity, but the use of water by the data center. And they're draining a lot of water out of the ground surface or the ground water table, and they're not replacing it necessarily. And they're talking about this particular one we have in Menominee, they're talking about having a cooling system, but that hasn't really been proven, that cooling system, so we're not sure. But anytime you have a cooling system of the water, you're using electricity. And I think people don't stop to think about that. So you're using electricity to run the data center, and then you're using more electricity and water to cool down the water that's expelled from the center.
Now, last time on the show that we talked about the Menominee Data Center plan, a plan in the works was put on hold back in September by the mayor for further review after community concerns were raised. What do you make of the city's handling of the data center project when it comes to getting input from citizens like you?
Well, they were very reticent about getting input from the citizens. In fact, we did not know about it, most citizens in Menominee, that this had taken place until August. And when that was announced, oh my word, I was thinking, what's this? And so we started investigating, and that's when the Citizens Against Menominee started to investigate and educate ourselves. And that's why we're concerned about protesting today, is just to show and make awareness of the citizens in Menominee and say, hey, listen, speak up, talk to your city council, get them informed. We really believe that the city council meant well, and of course they want to have money for taxes or the data center people were offering money for nonprofits and giving them money as the time goes on. And that sounds very glorious. But look at the money that's going to be spent on electricity, road maintenance, water. We'll have to increase that. That will increase the taxes. And we all know that these developments are going to go through a TIF district. And in that case, as your previous speaker said, we don't get any tax money for maybe, could be 7 years or so. So we want the city council to consider all those things. And so last night at the city council meeting, very positive about the meeting. I was there as a representative of the city, citizens of against the data center in Menominee. And they have elected to, they made a motion, passed it, and they're going to send this on to the plan commission again. Now, they cannot change the zoning on this particular one, but they are looking at setting up a new zoning area that says it'll be a zone for industrial. And that's what the data center is right now. It was passed saying it was a warehouse. Well, it's not a warehouse. A warehouse doesn't use many, many amounts of water and electricity. This is going to run 24/7. So I'm very proud of the city council that approved and send it back. And so they get more information. They take the time and they listen to other sources. And that's why we've connected with the other coalitions in the state of Wisconsin, so we can provide more information, alert them to what's going on and the downside of the data centers, as in Port Washington. We have a lot of agricultural land that is surrounding the existing 310 acres that they did buy already.
And we'll leave it there. Jan, thanks for joining us today. That's Jan O'Neill, organizer for Citizens Against the Data Center in Menominee. We also heard from Christine Lejeune, founding member of Great Lakes Neighbors United in Port Washington. We checked in with two protest organizers in local communities working against data centers. If this is an issue in your community, no matter how you feel about it, support or oppose a local data center or have questions, let us know. Email wisconsintoday@wpr.org.